Cosmos or game or whatever that I wanted to add to the previous one. Just imagine these ancient Maya and people and all those. I mean, it seems here that they had this incredible mathematics and they were dealing with millions of years in their time calendars and all that. So they're saying, the guys, that they were, you know, it seems like they were brilliant mathematicians. So then just put it this way, speculation, but for the game or whatever. But here they are, and they are, their culture is so much more advanced consciousness-wise. Meaning that while they are present here in this world of physical matter, they are also much more present in the world beyond this limited, dull world of physical matter. And while they are stuck in this little cycle of time, you know, this time cycle, how to say, frequency that we have here, they also then saw it much more from above, which meant that they actually had access to knowledge from a higher level. They could look at this physical world and they maybe even manipulate it from that higher level, from the other world, so to speak. It makes sense because, you know, like they say, a yogi, for instance, who starts to realize that, you know, the physical is lower and it's manipulated by the energy, prana, chi, all that, and then there is the mind and there is and so forth. They can, this is how it is stated in, for instance, the Srimad Bhagavatam and this, all, you know, Patanjali Yoga and all that. They get siddhis that they can actually manipulate this world. They can become very small or very big or just appear at another spot here, all kinds of things. Do whatever they want, basically. That fits into this too. That this is what you are able to do when you are more, you know, your consciousness is freed from this dreamy realm. And you're also more present in a higher realm, which the opposite from what people sometimes think, the materialists think, that it's superior to and controlling of the physical, not being controlled by the physical. So yeah, then we have these people there. And if we can somehow or other, I think we can make it something like that in the game. You know, I'm thinking game now because then it becomes a cosmology exercise. When the gamer character, when you go, either by leaving the body at the time of death or by meditation or by you know, some near-death experience situation, or by actually being a wise shaman kind of person, then you see it from that point of view. And then you should also, I guess, be able to see back. And maybe if we want to get a little wild in the game, or even able to, you know, take birth at another point in time. Because seeing from that point of view, what we think of as time is just a could say, a line of changes. And if we think about it programmed, I mean, again, I'm going wild now. Think of it programmed into a computer or so, then you can just go back to that earlier stage of that flow and change it a little bit. But I'm so fed up with this time travel theme, so maybe keep that down a bit. I think it's more interesting than that you are going between these worlds like that, stay somewhere or other in the same time frame, or at least a different perspective of time, but still the same, like, I don't know, I'm tired again. Just playing with my mind.